You're listening to the DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast with your host, Christopher MacDonald. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Christopher MacDonald, your host and the commissioner of the Degenerates Stretch Run Dynasty League. Whoop-dee-doo. You can find me on Twitter at CMAC Canada, and this is episode 10 of the DSR NHL Dynasty Podcast. Thanks for listening, I guess. Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks in the DSR NHL Dynasty League. We had two semifinals where Sidorkiewicz was able to beat Clan MacKinnon. Mr. Last Place fell to Burnin's Inc., giving us a big, exciting final between Sidorkiewicz and Burnin's Inc. for the first ever DSR NHL Dynasty Championship. And you might be able to tell on how it ended up. But let's go ahead and take a look at it in this week's Game of the Week Championship Game. Hey guys, no, in all seriousness, it's been an awesome year, and I'm really happy for our first ever league champion, Burnin's Inc. Mark Burnin's team was a top team throughout the year, and he absolutely deserves the victory. I'm really happy with my season as well. End up with a regular season title, a runner-up payout as well. So my next 4 years of DSR NHL Dynasty Hockey are all covered with my performance in year one. I also get some players back coming into next year that give me hope. And, it's been a good year. So I'm really happy for myself. I'm extremely happy for Mark Burnin's. Looking forward to getting everybody back and having a big off season. Lots of positives for most teams. And after I go over this game of the week, I'm going to go over some stuff that matters to everybody. And, look ahead to next year and review this year a little bit too. So without further ado, Burnin's Inc. wins 62 to Sidorkiewicz's 59. We've been saying all year that 70 point mark is the mark you really want to try to make every week. And certainly neither of us were able to get there. So a rough week, you know, both of us had people miss time due to COVID. Unfortunately for Burnin's Inc., he had Rantanen in his lineup. He didn't know that he was going to be missing due to his COVID exposure. I was able to get Philip Grubauer out of my lineup, but Tuukka Rask took care of my losses by not playing all that well throughout the week and ending up not getting as many starts as maybe he could have against the lowly Sabres, even though he did shut them out earlier in the week. But Burnin's had a huge performances, and with that, let's get into the stars of the week because we're going to see them there for sure. So star number one, Braden Point, the guy who stole my soul on Sunday. He ends up with 9.28 points, but I made him the first star of the week because he did have 3.65 points on Sunday, which clinched the championship for Mark and his team, Burnin's Inc. I'm actually a little bit happy about that one because that put him over the threshold where had I started Joel Eriksson-Ek over David Krejci, which was something I was very much considering, even that wouldn't have helped me win now because Point had such a good Sunday with 3.65 points just in the one day, earning the championship and clinching things for Mark. Also, the second star, 9.82 points. Sebastian Aho had a huge week for Mark, and nice to see his top two centers making it happen. 19 points between the two of them. That makes your first two stars of the week in championship week. Third star of the week was from my team, Brian Rust. 9.7 points on the week. Unfortunately, only 0.3 points on Sunday. But I won't make this all about me. But not super psyched about Brian Rust right now. But yeah, 9.7 points. That was a good start. Good for him. So happy for him. Busts this week, we've got Brian Rust. No, I'm just kidding. Brad Marchand and David Krejci and Tuukka Rask were all scheduled to start on Sunday for me, which should have given me the lead, but they all ended up with just over a point combined. Tuukka Rask didn't start. He didn't even back up. They had their other two guys in there, gave him a maintenance day. Speaking of maintenance days, Alex Ovechkin, he only was scheduled to play two games, and he's actually the actual number one bust. Ovechkin was scheduled to play two games this week, ended up only playing one and got 0.5 points in that game. Too bad, because when you lose by just 3 points, you're expecting Alex Ovechkin would have gotten at least 3.5 points. So tough losing those points, but it wasn't just me. Oliver Ekman-Larsson on the other side for Bernins only had 0.55 points, and he was certainly expecting more from him. For me, my big deadline acquisition, Shea Weber, he ended up with 0.75 points for the week and was a major disappointment. You know, a lot of the Montreal Canadiens games were on TV this week. I was able to watch him really close, and there's not much to see there. There's a lot of time left on that contract, so he's probably going to play. He'll end up on my roster for a while. But, yeah, pretty disappointing, and he's our third bust of the day. Missed starts. You've got Jason Robertson for Vernon Zink. He had 7.45 points on the bench. And Brian Elliott, guy who was owned by a few teams in this league, 7.98 points would have been a better start than Mike Smith this week. So Jason Robertson and Brian Elliott for Vernon Zink. And for me, certainly Erickson Ek had 7.23 points. He would have been a better start than David Krejci, who I tried to cut last week. And I could have had Brock Besser in for Ovechkin, and I can say for that one, I was considering moving guys around, and I would have been able to get Besser in for Ovechkin, but I just couldn't bring myself to bench Ovechkin and bring in Boeser, who had only played one game after the whole team hadn't played in 3 weeks. So can't really beat myself up about that, although I'm sure I will. And Bjorkstrand had 5.85 points. Bjorkstrand and Boeser in there for Ovechkin, and I win the championship. So, with that, I just want to say congratulations to Mark again, and to everybody in the league. It was a really good time. I really enjoyed doing things, and I don't know if I'll do the podcast next year or not. It was definitely a lot of fun to get the practice in. I hope you guys enjoyed it whenever you did listen to it. And maybe next year we'll work on something where I'll have co-hosts every week, or maybe I won't do it at all. We'll see. But thanks to everybody for being part of the league. It was an awesome time. Everybody was really good, engaged, and seemed to be really enjoying this league. And, you know, for a bunch of first-timers, it's pretty cool. So definitely going to have it again next year. Looking forward to the off season and then the start of the NHL season when we don't go during the fantasy football year. That should be very interesting to see that dynamic and how that plays out, and if it generates trades or doesn't generate trades, and how much it impacts our rookie draft, free agents, and all that. So very interesting stuff looking forward. So having gotten through that, let's get to the season review section. So first off, in the season review, I want to just go through top performers per position. We did this in the first episode of the season where we reviewed top performers per position per team. So at the end of the year, at the center position, the better Koivu ends up with the top most points from their two center positions on the year, getting 227.02 points. This was a dominating effort in this category. The next best at 189, the better Koivu definitely getting a lot out of Crosby and Draisaitl, and definitely making it so that they can get a good chance at the playoffs and just need to work on some of those other positions to end up getting over the hump maybe. Next, left wing, Sidorkiewicz. My team had the top left wingers, 167 points. There was a lot of options at left wing for Sidorkiewicz. They had Marchand and Ovechkin leading the way. And if they weren't available, you would put in, say, a Svechnikov or Rust or Hornqvist. A lot of options at left wing. And also, Sidorkiewicz takes home the right wing top honors with 164 points. Brock Besser helping out that. as well as Elias Lindholm, and also the flexibility of Brian Rust and Hornqvist being able to play both wings. Next, it's the defensive spot, and that's Johnny Mac's Dirty Dangles had the top scoring points from his four defensive slots, 206 points coming for him from his top defenders. Flex position, it was the Basingstoke Bison, ended up with the most points out of their flex position this year, 175 points. There was some discussion when we found that he had the least amount of points in his center spot, that he'd been starting some of his top centers in his flex position, so not that it really matters who you start who where, but maybe he wanted this award all the time. So Basingstoke Bison with the top flex position points this year. And finally, the goaltending position, that's taken home by Leafs the rest behind. 227.72 points. That's the most points from any one position. So that means the Leafs the rest behind Andrei Vasilevskiy and Marc-Andre Fleury ends up being the top point-getting duo. So, I mean, I think that's pretty fair. The way Andrei Vasilevskiy and Marc-Andre Fleury have played, you'd want to have those two starting for you this year versus the better Koivu having Sidney Crosby and Leon Draisaitl. Both pairs get you 227 points, and I think are pretty equal, so not too bad there. Next thing I want to do is I want to take a look at the top scorers individually. When we take a look at the individual players available, it turns out that it was pretty even around across the board. So most teams have two players within the top 20, with the exception of Mr. Last Place. He only had one in the top 20. Monahan Job, one in the top 20. Charlestown Chiefs, one in the top 20. Johnny Mac did not have a top 20 forward or defenseman. And Vernon Zink had three. So appropriate for our champion there to show up in the top 20 scorers. I'll run them down now. So the top 20 players you wanted to own in this year's DSR NHL Dynasty League were Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Leon Draisaitl, Sidney Crosby, Brad Marchand, Alexander Barkov, Patrice Bergeron, Nathan MacKinnon, Ryan O'Reilly, Mika Zibanejad, Mikko Rantanen, Joe Pavelski, Sebastian Aho, Mark Scheifele, John Tavares, Jake Guentzel, Jordan Staal, Vincent Trocheck, Gabriel Landeskog, and number 20, Mitchell Marner. Now, Mitch Marner came in with 83.53 points, so I found it only fair that we take a look at all the goaltenders that had at least that much points too. So that made eight goaltenders eligible. So that gives us a top 28 for the league. And that would include Andrei Vasilevskiy, Philip Grubauer, Marc-Andre Fleury, Connor Hellebuck, Tristan Jarry, Semyon Varlamov, Kevin Lankinen, and Jacob Markstrom. These 28 players make up the top performers in our league, and I think it's pretty awesome to see that for the most part, except for Johnny Mac, these are all spread out evenly. Also, because I do like to crack on my brother, it's also hilarious that he is the only team that doesn't have anybody in this top 28 performers. So, if you need some top players in this offseason, you know who to reach out to, not Johnny Mac, and equally reach out to the rest of us. Hopefully for some of us, we had some players that were injured this year or maybe underperformed, and they're going to get up into the top 28, kind of an arbitrary number. Went with that 83 number that Mitch Marner put up. And just out of curiosity, Connor McDavid had 125 points versus Andrei Vasilevskiy's 129. The next highest goaltender was Philip Grubauer at 113. So, you know, you get the top goaltender for the top team in the league. Vasilevskiy looking like the best goaltender on the planet right now. So he ends up with 28 wins and 4 shutouts. Pretty awesome season for him. So that's it for the individual players. B beyond that, I think that's going to be it for me. Short episode this week, but whatever, I'm down in the dumps. I just lost the final. So what? But I do appreciate everybody, and I'm all good. It's an awesome season. Can't wait to get going, and I'll probably take a couple weeks off here, and then we'll look to see once the NHL gives us a date on their draft lottery. We'll be doing our draft lottery trades. For now, you can go ahead and try to get Johnny Mac's first overall pick. It could potentially be the first overall. He's got a 15% chance of getting that pick up into number one overall. Otherwise, you'll have to talk to Colin and the Charlestown Chiefs about getting one of their two first-round picks. And they look to keep going with the youth movement on the Chiefs. Johnny Mac hopes to find some players. Period. Thanks very much, everybody. It's been an awesome season. I really appreciate you all, and hope you have a good off season. Let me know if you need anything, and keep an eye on your email boxes. A request to get your league changes or suggestions, and then we'll be putting up a vote for new rules for next year and possibly the year after. Thanks very much, everybody. Have a great off season.